Hello?
Hi, Robin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am doing pretty good.
Oh, good. I was actually calling about your account and the past due balance of $29 for your website hosting. We're still having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if something...
No, I did change the card. I did update the card. So guess what? I don't have the card with me because I'm currently not in the country. I'll be back next week. Can I make a call next week and make that payment?
Absolutely. So the site is scheduled to cancel today, but when you call us next week, I'll get an override to still do the $29 hosting for you, okay? And we'll get it reactivated.
Okay, I'm gonna call you back and call the same number.
This will take you to the call center, and you'll have to ask for me with, Tina, and they'll reroute it.
Okay,
or I can send you my direct line if you want. I'm at extension 777.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll text you my direct line.
Email. Yeah, or text me. That's fine. That'll be good.
Okay.
And I'll call you
perfect.
Soon I get back in the States. I'll give you a call and update that. Also, I have some question about it also. Because I'm not getting much work on that. So is there something we can do to,
Absolutely. We have many, many upgrades that you would be eligible for. The reason you're not getting work out of it is the $29 package is just for the website hosting only. And a website in and of itself typically can't bring you new clients unless it gets exposure, right?
So we have some
different programs that we could get some solid exposure to your site and get your phone ringing with a lot of new business.
But even with that, I do get a lot of calls, but all of them are scam. All the calls are scam.
It could be that you're listed on a directory or a lead service or something where people see your site on other sources and they're scam, callers. For instance, you could go to Yelp or Angie's or Thumbtack and put in contractors in Georgia, and those scam companies get pages and pages of leads, and they just call through all of them. So there's really, not much more that can be done about that because you already have the call tracking number on there with the press 1, press 2 greeting. That usually will eliminate some of them at least. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I got you. So when I come back, I'll call and I'll definitely get some updates and see what we can do best to get some work in.
What day are you thinking next week? I'm going to see if I can just stretch the payment out rather than having it canceled and then have to reactivate.
I'll be back on the 15th.
The 15th, okay. That's next week, Saturday. Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
We're closed Saturday and Sunday, so, we would have to set the payment up for maybe Monday the 17th. I can follow up with you, and we'll get the payment up to speed that day, okay?
Yeah, so Monday morning, you can just give me a call back straight. I'll be in town. Everything will be set and ready to go.
You got it. Okay, well, have a safe trip back and enjoy the rest of your time out of the country.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Robin. Bye-bye.